It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
It all starts with just one thing. When recycling, rinse out jars and cans, and avoid recycling wax paper or paper soiled with food. This will reduce recycling contamination. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Armchair.
There's something, I'll say there's something kind of about a kid that's never played baseball.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, and flat out deceived.
Why did you get so drunk?
You got drunk. I'm just really exhausted.
What's in that cup?
Rum and Cokes.
Do you have any idea how important
you
this is?
Have
trying
any
to stay
idea?
For pump goal. Really, this
you
is what
have
you're doing?
Any
this
idea?
Is what you're doing?
Chief, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night. Try to take over the world.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Armchair.
YouTube Live.
Radio Station.
The radio station you can call your own. What listeners like about our station?
I like everything. It's always on my radio.
We never stop the music, except for now, when I talk.
You're listening to Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. We're here live weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern, WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, and simulcasting on youtube.com/@Braves Country. Your first choice for Southern sports. Good afternoon. I'm Mac McGinn. I don't know much, but I know one thing. We got some moving and shaking going on in the world of college football. We've only got 3 weeks left till conference championships.
Armchair.
Community Access Channel.
He's the armchair quarterback. He's full of beer and he's full of snacks. The All-American man.
With a cool one in his head.
Yeah, the armchair quarterback. He's got...
Yeah, howdy, hi, and how the hell are you? Hope you are doing outstanding. And hope you are adjusting to the time change, as everybody always takes us a few days to get back our biological clocks, but we will get rolling here and get into the world of college football. And before we get into this week's rankings, where we think everyone should be ranked, let's go and talk about the week that was. And we'll start off with the number one team in the country, the Ohio State Buckeyes. They kind of slopped around against Rutgers. They trailed 9-7 at the half, but all in all, their defense came through. They shut down Rutgers. They scored, 14 in the third quarter, another 14 in the fourth. And there never felt like, now obviously the pick six was huge, but it never felt like Rutgers was really going to threaten Ohio State and beat them. I think the only thing that people were really focused on was the line. The line was 19. Well, that's exactly where they beat them. They beat them by exactly 19. So, as far as that goes, as far as expectations, they did what they were supposed to do. And Ohio State is a team that obviously their next really big test is going to be the last game of the regular season. They're taking on the Michigan Wolverines in what people call the game. And that game always seems to be for all the marbles. And this year doesn't look like it's going to be much different. Now, as far as what we're looking forward to in the week ahead, Ohio State, they are going to be hosting Michigan State, Minnesota, and then the game at Michigan. Michigan State and Minnesota in the horseshoe, for anyone who's hoping for some kind of miracle upset, I don't see it happening. Those are two bad football teams, and they're going to go. They're basically lambs to the slaughter. So don't expect any kind of miracles on that end. That game is going to be the game this week with Ohio State. Takes place 7:30. It's the NBC game, but that's only because NBC has been forcing us to watch some version of Big Ten football every Saturday night. But they haven't had hardly any marquee games. Last week it was Purdue versus Michigan. These are just very non-climactic, anti-climactic matchups that it's hard for any fan, even a Big Ten fan, to get excited for. So there you have the number one team. They cruise into Rutgers. And look, Rutgers is a pretty good football team. A win at Rutgers is a solid game under their belt. Number two team in the country, the Georgia Bulldogs. They got a scare. They got one heck of a scare. They win by 9 against Missouri. But if you watch that game, and I watched it from front to finish, the Georgia Bulldogs were in trouble. And Missouri had the ball at one point before the turnover with a chance to win the game in the fourth quarter. Missouri's a good football team, y'all. And I talked about it last week that I thought that line was a little too high. I know Georgia's a good football team, but that was a pretty darn good test. And Georgia passed it. They passed it with flying colors. They're coming off a big emotional win of their arch rival against Florida. And they're playing Ole Miss this week, so it was a perfect letdown spot. Even with Missouri being ranked, you still had the opportunity for Georgia to overlook what is not a traditional powerhouse Missouri squad. So Georgia wins 30-21. If you want to take a deeper dive on it, Carson Beck, 254 yards, 2 touchdowns, 131 yards rushing for the Bulldogs. Missouri had their way on the ground. Man, I'll tell you what, that Cody Schrader. I hadn't watched a lot of Missouri football till Saturday. That Cody Schrader, 22 carries, 112 yards, impressive. Brady Cook, I thought, played pretty well on the road environment. He just had those two very costly interceptions. The number three team in the country, the Michigan Wolverines. Everybody knows what's going on with that program, the cheating scandal. But as far as what happened on the field, if you want to try to separate what happened on the field, the Michigan Wolverines did what they were expected to do, which was pummel a bad Purdue team. They beat them 41-13. Michigan goes to 9-0. Purdue is 2-7. And with that, the Michigan Wolverines, they set their sights this weekend. A big one, but I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think the line's big enough. So if you want to jump on it, jump on it now. Michigan is a 4.5-point favorite going into Penn State. I don't see Penn State hanging with Michigan. They got physically dominated by Ohio State. I expect more of the same this weekend. I understand that it's going to be in Happy Valley, and that is a feather in their cap as far as having a chance to pull off this upset. I would be shocked if it happens. I think Penn State is a ring below what Michigan sits at. Michigan, cheating scandal aside, Michigan is a damn good football team, and they'll go into Happy Valley. It's a noon kickoff, so you don't even get the advantage of it being night game and all the, you know, the hoopla and the tailgating that goes into a night game. You're going to get it right at noon. You would think Fox would eventually fix this, but right at noon, their biggest game, Michigan, Penn State, number 3 versus number 11, and a loss by Penn State would obviously eliminate them from the playoffs. A win would just muddy up the waters. What it would do is it would make a very good argument that if Michigan beat Ohio State, the big question comes, well, who does the committee pick to put in the playoffs? So I've seen a lot of the speculation. Let me go ahead and break it down for you. Georgia, unless they fall flat on their face, will make the playoffs. If Florida State runs the table, they will be in the playoffs. They have big wins against LSU, at Clemson. They beat, at the time, a top 15 team in Duke. I know Duke's had a lot of injuries since then, but at the time. And if they win, they will have beaten Miami, they will have beaten the Florida Gators, and they will have beaten whoever they face in the ACC title game. In all likelihood, a fairly highly ranked Louisville squad, who, remember, they knocked off Notre Dame. So you can't really poke holes in their resume. So you're going to get Georgia. You're going to get Florida State. You're going to get at least one Big Ten team. The question would be, who's going to be that fourth team? Now, we've got a lot of football to play, and this is where the rubber meets the road this time of year. But a team like Alabama, who got a big win on Saturday night, they beat LSU 42-38. Now, if you didn't watch the game, you might have thought, well, man, Alabama really put it to them. No, that game was nip and tuck until the late hit, the cheap shot by Alabama that knocked out Jaden Daniels. And I don't think the kid went in there with the intention to knock him out, but anyway you look at it, it was a cheap shot. It was a cheap hit. It was a late hit. But LSU had them on the ropes. Alabama beat LSU. They scored 42 on that bad defense. But they also gave up a ton of yards. So it's going to be interesting to see how Alabama matches up down the stretch. Oklahoma, you can say goodbye to them thanks to the Oklahoma State Cowboys. We have the final bedlam turns into an Oklahoma State win. And good for them. They get the win 27-24. Is it really good ball game, if you missed it. Really good ball game. I kept an eye on that game all afternoon long. And tell you what, Oklahoma State, so much better than what they were at the beginning of the season. Now, they're obviously not in the playoff conversation because of the two losses. But Alan Bowman, 334 yards. Ollie Gordon with 137 and two touchdowns on the ground. And Bowman, it'd be interesting to see where if he gets an opportunity on Sundays. He's a senior, and he will, I think he'll get a look. He's 6'4", and I thought he was pretty impressive. Dylan Gabriel, once again, a good outing, 344 yards, one touchdown, but it just always seems like just misses a big play here or there that keeps Oklahoma from winning the big one. Other games of interest, number 5, Washington, knocks out USC. USC goes to 7-3 on the year, Washington 9-0. Washington is a team that if they run the table, they're going to have an opportunity to make the playoffs. I know a lot of folks don't want to hear that, but the fact of the matter is it's true. I personally hope that they do not run the table because they are not a very good defensive football team. They showed it again. I understand they put 52 points on, but people are putting points on Southern Cal all damn year. This did not shock me one bit. Penix, I'm sorry, but as far as I'm concerned, Penix, you can go ahead and put him away on the Heisman race. 22 of 30, 256 yards, two touchdowns, interceptions. It's an okay outing, but it's not high. He needed a Heisman moment. That's not it. Dylan Johnson, by the way, how about him? 256 yards on the ground, four touchdowns off of 26 carries. Caleb Williams, once again, had a very good outing, 312 yards and three touchdowns. And we move on from that game, but big picture is Washington did what they were supposed to do. They kept moving along. Another team that did what they were supposed to do wasn't exactly impressive, but mind you, Florida State was missing their two top receivers. And Johnny Wilson and Keon Coleman, they still go into Pittsburgh. It's not a great Pittsburgh team. We all know that. But they went into an environment on the road that they took care of what they were supposed to do. They win 24-7. They could have had a couple of more, maybe one more touchdown, maybe two, had they put the foot on the gas. But when they got up 24-7, they really let up in the fourth quarter and were just trying to churn out the clock to get out of that game healthy heading into the Miami game. And if you're looking at other outcomes over the weekend that had a little bit of interest. They just didn't get a lot of fanfare because of who they were playing. Teams like Oregon smoking California 63-19. I still say Oregon's going to beat the brakes off of Washington when they have the rematch in Vegas, if that happens. And as of right now, if that is the game, if it's undefeated Washington versus Oregon, the plan right now is for us to do that game. That is a Friday night on conference championship weekend. We are also talking about, I believe we're going to do the SEC championship game, but we're going to have to circle back and find out who's playing in it. And right now it's supposed to be 4 o'clock Eastern. And if that stays the time, I believe we are going to do the SEC championship game. Just waiting for everything to get pinned down as far as who's it going to be, what time's the kickoff, et cetera, et cetera. But you can expect most likely we're going to do the Pac-12 game on Friday night on Braves Country Radio, and we're going to do the SEC title game on Saturday afternoon. Okay. Oh, and always Army-Navy the following weekend. We always do Army-Navy game. And next year, if it falls right, we're going to try to squeeze in the other Service Academy games. Because of the way it fell, had I known the World Series was going to be over, I could have planned on doing the Army-Air Force game. How about that game? Army goes in and just knocks out Air Force, undefeated Air Force, just blew them out. But because it was being played on what was supposed to be game seven of the World Series, which obviously did not take place, we weren't sure what our availability was going to be, so we did not plan on that game. But next year, we're going to look at it with a little wider scope and hopefully get everything in there. Other games of interest, Ole Miss holds on, beats A&M. That's a very important game, very important outcome, because this weekend, the Georgia Bulldogs are going to be hosting Ole Miss. And this one shocked the hell out of me, y'all. Number 2 versus number 10, Ole Miss versus Georgia, and they have that as the 7 o'clock Eastern ESPN game? What the hell is that? ESPN? Very odd. The 3:30 game is Tennessee versus Missouri, and though that is a very entertaining game in its own right, not to knock out not either two of those programs or what they've done this year. Both of them were ranked in the top 20. But why the hell would CBS? The only thing I can think of is that it has to have something to do with how many times they're allowed to carry one school. Because there's no way in hell that's the game. But anyways, Georgia Ole Miss is going to be a night game in Athens. Should be fun. Looking forward to that one. You got another really fun one in the SEC, LSU versus Florida. Now, we'll have to see if Jaden Daniels is available for that game. But if they are, Florida's going to be in for trouble. If he's not available, Florida's got a puncher's chance because that LSU offense looked awful without Daniels in the game. Another big game this weekend, USC at Oregon. Oregon, I suspect, will, as they say, handle their business. I do think USC is in trouble. But it is a marquee matchup. It's not one that you can overlook. We already talked about Ohio State is going to take on Michigan State. And Oklahoma, West Virginia, no longer of interest. That's your Fox night game. I mean, Fox is just really dropping the ball on the games that they carry at night. Michigan, Penn State should be your night game, Fox. Not West Virginia, OU. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me with that? Utah, Washington, 3:30 on Fox. Another game that should be your night game, Fox. What the hell are you doing? Anyways, that's a 3:30 kickoff. Along with number 4, Florida State hosting Miami. That's a 3:30 kickoff. Good job, Miami. You sucked your way into getting yourself off of national television. That was originally supposed to be the ABC game of the night, but because Miami spit the bit and couldn't get out of their own shadow. So because of that, Miami goes to Florida State. They're a 15-point underdog. It'll be interesting to see what kind of fight Miami has. Now, Florida State should have their receiving core back. If not, that's going to be a very tough game. But the ABC game of the night that they chose, and this is dumbfounding. This is stupefying. The game that ABC decided to put on their primetime broadcast that's going to go head-to-head with not just Ole Miss and Georgia at 7 o'clock, not to mention the fact that they're going to be going head-to-head with a couple of other games. But you've got the ABC game of the week, number 7 Texas at 4-5 TCU. TCU is abysmal. Nobody's watching that game. I'm telling you right now, east of the Mississippi, nobody is watching that game. I don't know what made ABC decide that that was the game they want, but I guarantee you the ratings are going to be in the dumper for that one. Anyways, and by the way, Fox, the USC-Oregon game, 10:30 at night. Why the hell is that not in prime time? But those are your matchups. Those are your big matchups going into this week as we're going into the, essentially, we're going into the final turn. If this was a NASCAR race, we're going into the final turn about 8 wide down the stretch. And we're going to rank them when we come back. We're going to give you our playoff teams. We're going to give you our top 10. And then we always give you the Baker's Dozen. The couple teams are just on the outside looking in. But this should be a really fun week of college football. And it's an important one. When you've got matchups, like, first of all, Thursday night, don't sleep on this. Thursday night, number 13 Louisville, who still has a puncher's chance to somehow get in. They're at home against Virginia. We already seen Virginia pull off a couple of upsets. Michigan, Penn State. Alabama's got to go to Kentucky. Can they ride that high and not show up flat at Kentucky? You've got Miami at Florida State. You've got Utah at Washington. Tennessee, Missouri. There's some big games this weekend. Ole Miss, Georgia. A lot of big games. Florida, LSU. The Florida's, you can't put it big on their side, but LSU is still fighting to possibly get into a New Year's Six bowl game. UCLA taking on Arizona State. And Arizona State's not a great team, but they have played teams tough all year long. Oregon, USC. All these games going down. And we'll get into that, and we're going to give you our rankings, tell you where we think everybody is going into this week. Is we just have a few more weeks. We've got this week, next week, and then the following week. We've got 3 weeks till the end of the regular season, and then, of course, you'll have conference championship Saturday. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the top 10 and more. Keep it locked in here. 99.1 FM WQEE.
Are you looking for a reliable dental practice that not only cares about your teeth, but is friendly to work with? How about one that offers great deals and new patient promotions? Well, your search is over. Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton, Georgia is committed to giving you the biggest and brightest smile. Right now, get a $99 new patient special, including x-rays and exam. Maybe you're looking for veneers. Most Valuable Smiles veneer special includes one free veneer with every 5 purchased. Or get that bright white smile you've always wanted by taking advantage of an exclusive $100 off Zoom whitening treatment when you book today. And don't forget that 2022 is almost over. That means most insurance policies will reset by the new year, and to avoid losing that extra money, you need to use it or lose it. Book an appointment today with Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton to lock in these exclusive deals. Call 706-623-0318 or visit mostvaluablesmiles.com.
Hey, Braves Country. Braves Country HD is bringing you Braves Country Baseball. Braves Country comes to you every Tuesday night and Friday night, and two bonus games every week. Hi, I'm Mac McGee, and we'll be bringing you play-by-play, pitch-by-pitch of your Atlanta Braves. It's free to listen. Please like and subscribe. YouTube.com/@Braves Country. Braves Country Baseball, for the fans, by the fans.
Here's good news. There's still a need for hundreds of thousands of cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. right now. And My Computer Career is training people to help meet the demand. No IT experience? No problem. Take the free career evaluation today. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Enjoy sun-drenched days, epic stays, and plenty of room to roam in Greater Fort Lauderdale. Our hotels, attractions, and restaurants have taken the Visit Lauderdale's Safe and Clean pledge so you can relax and explore with confidence. When you're ready for that well-deserved staycation, our 23 miles of golden beaches await. Find wide-open spaces to hike, bike, kayak, and paddleboard. Visit your favorite attractions, then dine out in style in dining rooms or al fresco on waterfront patios. Learn more at sunny.org.
Braves Country Today. We're talking Southern sports. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE. Braves Country Today, Southern sports talk with the voice of Braves Country Baseball, Mac McGee. Joined every day from sports analysts from all over Braves Country, talking college football, the NFL, Major League Baseball, and what's trending in the world of sports. Braves Country Today. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE.
The entire first half, we got hit in the mouth and acted like somebody took our lunch money, and all we wanted to do was have pouty expressions on our face until somebody daubed our little tears off and made us feel better. And then, then we'd go out there and try harder once our mommies told us we were okay.
Yeah, them boys in Boulder Hall, their jobs are wrong. They're too damn skinny, way too long. Well, I ain't a holy roller, so I just use a bomb. Them boys in Oklahoma roll their jobs out wrong.
Welcome back! Bedlam! Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. Sooners this year rolled their joints all wrong as Oklahoma State knocked them out of the playoffs as we head into the last 3 weeks of college football. So let's go ahead and get into the armchair top 10. Now we'll go 10 to 1 and we will circle back at the end and tell you the three teams on the outside looking in. There are 13 teams, in my opinion, that still have an outside chance at worst at making the playoffs. There could be a couple more, but right now we're going to make them at 13. Now, granted, if you're at the bottom of this list, you're going to have to go out there, run the table. You're also going to have to probably get some help. But the number 10 team on the list, I don't think they're going to need any help. I think that if they win out, they probably get in, because I just expect there to be regression from teams and losses coming from ones at the top. The Ole Miss Rebels sitting at number 10, if they beat the Georgia Bulldogs and are sitting there with one loss on the outside looking in of the SEC championship game, it's still going to be very difficult to leave them out unless you have a bunch of undefeateds. So Ole Miss, everything on the table. They're a 10.5-point dog going into Athens. They're going to take on the Georgia Bulldogs. We'll talk about them more in a bit. But Ole Miss, you look at their resume, and they continue to not just impress, but I think they're getting better each week. They lost to Alabama way back on the fourth week of the season. Since then, they've won games against LSU, at Auburn, took care of Texas A&M. Now, a lot of these games that they're winning, they're playing teams that aren't considered top tier, and they're barely getting out alive. But they are winning these games. They have one real test left. It's this weekend in Athens. They're at Georgia. After that, Louisiana Monroe and Mississippi State, if they end up with one loss and somehow not make the playoffs, the only thing that they'll be able to point to is that it is their own fault for not scheduling tougher competition at a conference. Now, I won't kill Ole Miss for who they played at a conference. They didn't take the easy route like the Georgia Bulldogs have. They did play Tulane, and Tulane is better than what they have been in recent years. They weren't necessarily that great when they signed them up, but they did get a road win at Tulane, who was ranked 24th in the country at the time. They, outside of that, though, they played Mercer at home. They were home against Georgia Tech, and that is a Power 5 team, I'll give you that. But then you look at their other out-of-conference game, Louisiana Monroe. They get left out. If they're on the outside looking in, you're going to be able to point to that. You get a star. You know, if you start talking about if a team like Florida State goes undefeated and you want to try to pick their schedule apart, they're finishing off with North Alabama, Southern Miss earlier in the year. But remember, they've already beaten Clemson at Clemson. Not an easy place to win, as Notre Dame found out this weekend. At the time, number 16, Duke, and Duke had a healthy quarterback going into that game. The big feather in their cap is they blew out LSU, and everybody was going to remember that. They blew out LSU. They went out of their conference to take them on, and they are going to go play their arch rivals, the Florida Gators, later in the season. So you really can't say that if Florida State runs the table and they get Miami this weekend. Florida State runs the table. They've played a solid schedule. Whether you're a fan or not, doesn't really matter. We're talking about the meat and potatoes. The number 9 team on my list is the Alabama Crimson Tide. And I sit them there because Texas is number 8. And if you've got number 8, Texas, and number 9 Bama, and number 10 Ole Miss, what do we know about this? Texas beat Alabama. Alabama beat Ole Miss. They are all sitting there with one loss. I have to go off of that. I can't put one over the other. When you talk about the pecking order of the top teams in the country, how could I possibly put Alabama over Texas? Texas has not impressed recently. They barely got out alive against Kansas State. They had a close call against Houston. They lost against Oklahoma, and Oklahoma has shown that they are not the world beaters that folks may have thought they were after that loss, after the Oklahoma win, the Texas loss. But I stood here right here and told you at the time that I felt like Texas is probably the better team. Oklahoma got the better of them that day. And that has definitely proved to be truthful, because Oklahoma got their second loss in a row. They can't win on the road. At Kansas, loss. At number 22, Oklahoma State, loss. And for those of us who want to see competitive college football in the playoffs, bullet dodged. Because had they not gotten these losses and found themselves in the Big 12 championship game undefeated, Oklahoma would have gotten in. They only have West Virginia, BYU, and TCU. That's it. None of those are what you would consider a test. And they're still fighting to get into the Big 12 championship. But bullet dodged by everybody who was, you know, I for one, I don't want to see another TCU type get into the playoffs where we just get an absolute domination. Number 7 on the list is the Penn State Nittany Lions. And Penn State is going to host the Michigan Wolverines this Saturday, noon in Happy Valley. That is going to be a big, big matchup. Penn State is probably the shakiest number seven team I have ever had this late in the season in my poll, because I felt like that Ohio State dominated Penn State. They won by 12, I get that. But if you watch that game, there was no threat of Penn State ever winning that game. But hey, sometimes it's just the matchup. Sometimes Penn State just can't find a way to beat Ohio State. We're going to find out this weekend, because everything that you might want to say bad about Michigan, and you got the right to, they've been playing really damn good football. And though we all are going to point at the cheating scandal, and rightfully so, the one thing you do know is that if Penn State gives Michigan a good game, if Penn State wins that game, they keep their playoff hopes alive, in my opinion. And I do believe that these voters are waiting for any kind of shaky ground for the Michigan football team to be standing on. Outside of the cheating scandal, they're waiting for the team itself to drop the ball. And the moment they do, you're going to find them out of the playoffs. You're going to see them plummet in the standings, and they will be on the outside looking in. I did not believe that to be true a month and a half ago before all this came out. Now I do believe that they will find a way to push them out. So Michigan's got to run the table. If Michigan loses one game, they're done. And it may not sound fair, but you got to look at it from the eyes of the committee. Look, there's something very real about the fact we get to the national title game and Michigan is playing whoever. Fill in that blank, whoever you want to put in there. Georgia, you know, whoever. That the story's not going to be the national title game. The story is going to be the cheating scandal. And I don't think they're going to be able to get to a resolution before then. So if that's the case, you're talking about Michigan goes in undefeated. They're going to put them in the playoffs. But more thoughts on that here in a second, because I got an idea to circumvent that issue. So Penn State's number seven, and then the number six team in the land. They continue to be the most impressive one-loss team. I cannot wait for the rematch. I'm hoping we get the rematch. The Oregon Ducks. Oregon will host USC this weekend. Oregon is sitting at 8-1. They are number six in the AP poll as well. Oregon blew out Cal, who has given some teams some fits this weekend, 63-19. They blew out Utah, 35-6. They dominated Washington, 38-24. Doesn't even do it justice. There was a late garbage time score for the Cougars that made that game a lot closer than what it was on the scoreboard. They had the one hiccup in Washington, at Washington, where they lost by a field goal that they missed at the buzzer. This team has been dominant, and they'll get a chance to get their revenge if they run the table in the championship game. And they've got USC. They've got to go to Arizona State. That is not going to be an easy test next week. And then they finish it all regular season at home against a very good Oregon State team. More on Oregon State in a minute. Okay. The number five team on this list is the Washington Huskies. And Washington did what I thought Washington was able to do. I was pulling for USC, but I did think that USC's defense was going to be the downfall. USC held with them blow for blow. But when it was all, when the dust settled, Washington, who, by the way, is number 5 in the AP poll as well, Washington just was not able, or Southern Cal was not able to stop Washington enough. 52-42, you're going to be impressed by the numbers, but honest, I was watching those games side by side, Alabama, LSU, Washington, USC. Three of those quarterbacks in those two games are being talked about as top quarterback picks in the NFL draft. And watching all of them side by side at the same time, one of these kids is doing his own thing. I'm telling you right now, Jaden Daniels, that would be my number one pick. His athletic ability is through the roof. And then just below him would be Caleb Williams. Penix is much farther down the list for me. I don't see the accuracy from him. His numbers are always, they're impressive because Pac-12 puts up big numbers, but when you go in inside the numbers and you look at the accuracy, it's rarely there. If you just pull up the box score on Saturday night's game, 22 of 30, an interception, 2 touchdowns, and 256 yards passing. That's a good game in college football. That's not elite. His counterpart was much more impressive. Dylan Johnson was the name of the game in that game. 256 yards and 4 touchdowns? Forget it. I know Penix was an early on favorite, but I'm telling you, the eye test, if you watch them all side by side, Jaden Daniels is playing a different sport. And Caleb Williams, though I do understand why he gets the comparison to Patrick Mahomes, and fair enough, he may be. But what Jaden Daniels reminds me of is a guy that has the accuracy of, you name any top quarterback, it doesn't matter. But he's got the athletic ability, the running ability, the speed of a Lamar Jackson. Now, he's not as physical a runner, but he's got blinding speed. And you blink, and he gains about 40 yards. He's going to be fun to watch on the next level. He really is. So there's the first 6. We're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to hit up the top 4, how we slate them, and then the 3 on the outside looking in, and why a couple of them, they're not dead yet. They've got a chance. They've got a real chance. We'll be back in a flash here on 99.7 WQEE and Braves Country Radio. Let's get it.
Well, the season's finally here.
The Armchair Quarterbacks are back. Saturdays, 10 a.m., you'll be tailgating with the Armchair Quarterbacks. Mac McGee, Joey Antones, and the rest of the Armchair Quarterbacks live, 10 a.m. Saturdays this fall. Talking college football, SEC, ACC, Big Ten, the NFL, fantasy football advice, and our picks against the spread. Right here on Braves Country HD, 99.1 FM, WQEE.
Yeah, the Armchair.
Hey sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's The Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Are you looking for a reliable dental practice that not only cares about your teeth, but is friendly to work with? How about one that offers great deals and new patient promotions? Well, your search is over. Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton, Georgia is committed to giving you the biggest and brightest smile. Right now, get a $99 new patient special, including x-rays and exam. Maybe you're looking for veneers. Most Valuable Smiles Veneer Special includes one free veneer with every five purchased. Or get that bright white smile you've always wanted by taking advantage of an exclusive $100 off Zoom whitening treatment when you book today. And don't forget that 2022 is almost over. That means most insurance policies will reset by the new year, and to avoid losing that extra money, you need to use it or lose it. Book an appointment today with Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton to lock in these exclusive deals. Call 706-623-0318 or visit mostvaluablesmiles.com.
We live in a world now that welcomes and nurtures the screwball in all of us. Hey, it's a new decade, people. Time to get a little nutty. Treat yourself to Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, a smooth flavor that combines two of America's favorites, peanut butter and American whiskey. So no more social awkwardness. Time to embrace who you truly are. Get out there and make friends. And be sure it starts with Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. It's available nearly everywhere. Learn more at screwballwhiskey.com. Infinium Spirits. Please enjoy responsibly.
Yeah, I'd like to bet $100.
You want to pick a team?
No, just take it.
Don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. That's what they said when I got my last beer. Oh my God, it's 2 o'clock. I can't find my keys and my truck's locked. So I grabbed a tire tool and I broke my
Welcome back.
Hurt my elbow, got me in no tooth.
Hope you're having a good day, and we're finishing up the Armchair Top 10. Then we'll go into a couple of teams that just missed it. But the hope is not lost for a couple of teams. So if you're just joining us, real quick, rattle them off in order, 10 to number 5. We have Ole Miss, Bama, Texas, Penn State, number 6, Oregon, and number 5, the Washington Huskies. So you can pretty much guess who the top 4 are, but what position am I putting them in? The number 4 team, even though they have been very impressive, but they are cheating bums. We know this. They've been cheating left and right. The Michigan Wolverines. And I refuse to put them higher than number 4 the rest of the way. Unless, of course, there are no undefeated teams, then, you know, it gets absurd at that point. But the reason why I say I want Michigan sitting at number 4, and we're going to put Florida State, we already kind of went over what they've got going ahead, at number 3. And we're going to put Ohio State at number 2, more on that in a second and why. And the Georgia Bulldogs are back up there at number 1. And the reason being for this, I want Michigan to have to face Georgia. Georgia is the big dogs. Michigan has played like big dogs. But Michigan has also been cheating. And there's too much evidence at this point. You can't continue to just bury your head in the sand and say it did not happen. When it first came out, I was a little hesitant. But now I believe that there's just no damn reason why you do not put Michigan at 4, Georgia at 1, and make Michigan beat Georgia. And we'll see how damn good they are. Because you got to get them out before the national title game. You can't let them have like a rematch against Ohio State or whatever. My number 2 and number 3 team, more on that in 1 second. But Georgia continues to impress. They had a tight game, but that is a good Missouri team. Told everyone last week I thought Missouri covered the spread. They did. With relative ease, they covered the spread. I don't think you're going to get the same type of game this weekend when Georgia hosts Ole Miss. I believe Georgia is going to hammer the Rebels. Because Ole Miss has given up a lot of yards, and they're not going to be able to move that offense up and down the field on Georgia. And I think the Bulldogs now are no longer bored. I just felt like they were a little bored beginning of the year. Kind of ho-hum, look at this. Terrible schedule, easy schedule. But they get a pass in all of that because of what they've done the last 2 years. So they play a UT Martin, a Ball State. They kind of halfway fell asleep against South Carolina, but they came back. They took care of them. Beat up on a UAB squad. Had a little bit of a, it wasn't quite a scare, but more of a, all right, we got to tighten up the belt against Auburn. Then Kentucky came a-calling. Blowout. They did what they were supposed to do against Vanderbilt. They blow out Florida. At a time where people thought Florida may have a puncher's chance, they did not. Then Missouri comes in. Missouri, a very good football team. You never really felt like Missouri was going to win it, but there was a part there in the fourth quarter, down by six. Missouri had the ball, and it was more of a, and I don't think most people really felt like there was a chance they were going to lose it. But I do feel like there was a, all right, this might get interesting. What do we have here? What is this? Could it get a little tight? Could it get a little tight? Defense stepped up, saved the day. Now they get Ole Miss and at Tennessee. And at Georgia Tech. So the back end of their schedule has been very tough. And you're not going to be able to skate past that. Ole Miss, at Tennessee, at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's a much better team than people thought they were going to be. That is a five-team gauntlet. Six out of the last seven. Actually, seven out of the last eight. You can say were solid football opponents. The only one that doesn't meet those standards is Vanderbilt. Everyone else, Auburn, Kentucky, Florida, Missouri, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Georgia Tech, they're all teams with competent football programs, and Georgia is starting to roll. So you got to put Georgia one, and I'm sorry, with the cheating that's going on, I was really tempted to put Michigan on the outside looking in, but there's only one other undefeated team in Washington, and I'm not sold on Washington. I may have to eat crow down the road, but I believe the Washington Huskies are extremely overrated. And I believe that they're going to get punched in the mouth eventually, and they will get exposed. I haven't watched a lot of Washington football till the last couple of weeks, and one thing that I've seen more than anything else, it's not Penix's passing. If you watch these games, man, he has got one talented wide receiver in core, and they are making unbelievable catches. If I'm an NFL scout, I'm more diving into what's going on in that receiving core than I am with Penix. I don't think Penix is a horrible college quarterback, don't get me wrong, but what stands out at you is he is surrounded by a lot of talent. And the defense doesn't appear to be as solid as folks keep trying to tell me that they are, because they're not. They're giving up big chunk plays. They're getting exposed on the back end. Now, as far as Florida State and Ohio State, I still have Ohio State above Florida State. I will say Florida State's resume is a little more impressive than Ohio State's. But when you go to the eye test, and I know they're ranked number one in the country in the AP poll, they just followed suit from the coaches poll. I'm sorry, from the ESPN poll still has him at number one, not the AP. They just followed suit because of what's going on with the committee. The AP poll, if you're wondering, Washington 5, Florida State 4, Ohio State 3, Michigan 2, Georgia 1. I don't dislike that per se, but I can't put Michigan above Ohio State and Florida State because they're not doing it the right way. And the reason why I still have them above Washington is because I'm assuming Washington's going to take a loss. If I'm wrong on that, Washington runs the table. You got a very strong argument for the Huskies to be in there. But remember, Michigan and Ohio State are going to play each other. That could essentially be a playoff game in itself. But Ohio State's defense, eye test, it's elite. Florida State's defense, eye test, it's good. but I won't put it in the same category as Ohio State. I believe Florida State's offense, when healthy, is much more explosive than Ohio State. Ohio State basically has Harrison and then basically no game plan outside of that. But as a complete team, I'm always going to side on with the defense. That's just who I am. Give me Ohio State. So I've got Georgia, Ohio State, Florida State, Michigan. That's my top four. Washington, Oregon, Penn State, Texas, Bama, Ole Miss. Okay, there we go. There we got that. Now, the three on the outside looking in. Teams with a chance if things fall their way. Missouri's number 13. I won't really say they've got a chance. They were the one team that I'm like, I'm impressed with what they've done. I think they can make some noise and really shake some things up. But I won't put them on any kind of a national championship watch. So we might have to start dwindling this. Number 12, Oregon State. Oregon State is a very good team, and they could really upset the apple cart. But they're probably out of it just because when you have two losses, it's really difficult to get to overcome that, especially if you're not playing in the SEC or Big Ten. So the one team on the outside looking in of the top 10 that I would say still has a real chance, not pie in the sky, a real chance, is Louisville. Now, they would need a lot of help. They would need some losses. They would have to run the table, and they would have to beat Florida State in the ACC championship game. But if you've watched this team, they could do it. Incredible job. Incredible job by the first-year man. And Louisville is going to be... Now, realize something. They have not played the schedule that some of the other ACC teams have played. They've dodged some big opponents. Doesn't matter, though. Doesn't matter. Louisville wins out, and they'd have to get a lot of help. They'd have to have some upsets, some things you don't expect. The Iron Bowl would have to go Auburn's way. Texas would have to drop something. Oregon would have to beat Washington, but yet still find a way to screw things up. Washington would have to. You would need a lot of help. But Louisville could find their way in a New Year's Six, and that would be a hell of accomplishment. Hell of accomplishment. First year of that tenure. Okay, we're going to take off here. Top of the hour. Y'all have a good one. And that's your Armchair Top 10. We got 3 weeks left, and then it's conference championship. How about that? How about that?
Goodbye, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. We're back tomorrow with another show.
Well, unless we're fired, we'll talk to you then. Goodbye, sweetheart. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Guys and gals, it's time to go. We'll see you on the next show.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Thanks for listening to Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks on 99.1 FM WQEE, The Key in Noonan, Georgia, and simulcasting on youtube.com/@Braves Country. Braves Country comes your way weekdays 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Please follow, like, and subscribe today. Armchair Quarterback Radio, your first choice for Southern sports.
September, something of the 5th of September. She said a lot that I can't remember. Something of the 5th. Can I get another cigarette, please? Can I get another cigarette, please? Yeah, I know I live to regret it. Just give me another cigarette, please. Can I get another cigarette, please? Can I...
You're listening to WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key in Noonan, Georgia.